All right, welcome everyone to the Community Engagement Committee, subcommittee of the HIV Planning Council. We'll start with introductions. My name is Derek Mapp, and today I am your facilitating co-chair for this subcommittee. Ed, would you like to go next? You're on mute, Ed.
And you're still on mute. Did you hear me, Ed?
Well, in the meanwhile, Richard, would you like to start
Hi,
from
I'm
next?
Richard Sullivan. I'm council co-chair and co-chair of this community engagement group. Stephen?
I'm Stephen Spano. I'm the HCAP staff attorney at the AIDS Legal Referral Panel. If Ed's ready, I'll pass to him. Otherwise, pass to Reyna.
Hi, I'm Reyna Hernandez. I believe I am a new member of this committee. So hi everyone.
Welcome.
You're stuck with me? No. Thanks, Kira, for your support on this, and thank you. Yeah, that's and my pronouns are she, her, ella. That's it. And I cannot remember who went. So if someone could choose on themselves, that would be great. Thomas, did
And
you
city
go?
council
Nobody.
member. Lee Jewell, council member.
Thomas Noble, they, them pronouns, government co-chair. And Laura Thomas, I think.
Brett Thomas, council member.
Great, Kara, council staff, and I want to introduce to the group, besides Raina, I want to introduce Kat, who is our new program coordinator.
Hi, Kat.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
So welcome to both of you. So that's the introduction and a welcome part. We'll go to the agenda to review and approve. Could you bring up the agenda? Did everyone get to see the agenda? That's it. Any additions or deletions or modifications? Not seeing any, let's move to last month's minutes. Oh, thank you. So these are last month's minutes. Anything there for anyone to comment on, or let's comment then any additions or deletions or modifications that people are. All right, not seeing anything. This is going really fast. We will go on to announcements. Any announcements that anyone has? Or have? Okay. Then let's go on to, we really don't have public here, do we? So I'm just going to say that there's no public comments. The HCAP report by our own Stephen Sapana.
Hey, y'all. It's good to see everyone again. So not a whole lot new from the last report. There are two things that I wanted to highlight. First, I had a case come in just this week involving a termination from a dental service provider. I'll be getting into that this week and finding out and investigating a little bit more about what happened and advocating accordingly. The other thing I wanted to note a number of these clients are all clients that were left over or cases that I'm still closing up from the previous contract cycle. And I'm pretty sure most of you saw or heard or at least know that the contract cycle ended in March, and I provided my annual report to the Planning Council last month, or I guess it was about 2 weeks ago or a week ago. It was the second year in a row that I have reported a decrease in the number of emergency financial assistance cases. And I'm concerned that that might be sending the wrong message, or might give, you know, be a false indicator to folks. So I wanted to run something by everyone and make sure that everybody is okay with this for reports moving forward, that when I, if I do receive a request for emergency financial support, when I know that the service provider does not have funding available, I'm going to continue to count it as a referral, but also as an access issue. And I guess I wanted to kind of put that out and see how folks felt like that. I just don't want people to think that this is not a really urgent need for people. I'm continually getting phone calls requesting emergency financial assistance, but we're having to turn outside of HHS funded providers to get that funding. And so it appears on the HCAP report that it's on, you know, not a, a very highly needed service, but I can tell you it very much is. And so I'm trying to figure out the most honest, effective way to report that to you all and to the council.
Raina? You're on mute. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Stephen. So I, my question is like kind of like two parts. The first one is, so right now when they're referred out, it's not counted as them having received emergency financial assistance, correct?
So
how is it counted?
Well, so I haven't been. It hasn't been counted as a referral at all. Oftentimes, okay. You know, I mean, a lot of the emergency financial assistance that is available is something that has been available in the system of care for a very long time. And a lot of folks know how to access those services. Some don't. And oftentimes I do refer for those reasons, but oftentimes they'll call and they'll say, you know I'm not eligible for that, or I know that I can't use that service, or I know that service doesn't have any money right now. Are there any other providers, right? And so, you know, I will certainly spend the time trying to support, especially if it means saving somebody's housing. But on to the council's eyes, it appears as though there was nothing happening in HCAP, one, and two, it also, more concerningly, it appears as though there is no need for emergency financial assistance. So right now it is not being counted at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would just suggest, one, your proposal of counting, I think that makes sense. But then also, if there was a way to track the number of folks, that there is a differential. I mean, regardless, I think that would hopefully mitigate the sending the wrong message of the assistance not being needed. Mm-hmm. As you stated, even your use of time is, you know, not free, unfortunately.
I'm less concerned. I appreciate that. I'm less concerned about me appearing like I'm doing my job and more concerned that at the end of the year, when it comes time for prioritization and allocation, it looks as though that is not a necessary need, even though it is very much a need. If everybody's okay, what I'll do rather than count it as, because straight up referrals don't appear on this report except for on the final page in the bar graph. So I could do one of two things. I could count it as a referral, or I think it's more appropriately characterized as an access issue. But there won't be a whole lot to actually report on the report. So I'll just notate that, you know, with some sentence that indicates that. Is that okay with folks? It's going to be a little bit redundant and not very pretty, but
it's Stephen, more accurate. Stephen, maybe the best approach, because that, what you're asking is an important question, and actually, I'm quite fine with it. Myself, but I'm wondering if anyone has any concerns about what Stephen is suggesting. Could you voice your concerns about that now? So it seems like most folks are in agreement with the excellent work that and advocacy that you've been doing, Stephen, and so, yes, that makes a whole lot of sense in terms of, you know, marking access concerns and referral concerns.
Okay.
Particularly around housing. Whatever helps council members to clarify what's actually happening on the ground, I think is excellent.
Excellent. So I'll make sure to do that indicator. I see Ed's hand up or finger up.
Stephen, maybe to help bring home the point, however you record it, whether it's a referral or an access issue, maybe an asterisk at the end of the charge summary, explaining that these were for emergency or X number of the people under that category were coming for financial assistance.
Yeah, I think that's one way to do it. What I was thinking was slightly more clunky, but also I think more clear. It'll simply appear, you know, on the report, you know, as one of these cases, and it'll just say emergency financial assistance, and, you know, client requested emergency financial assistance, but it was unavailable. And I'll just have to say that as many times as I have to say it. But it seems like that's the more accurate way to do it.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Of course. And of course,
I'm not going to
answer any other questions if there are.
Is there something else on the report that you wanted to highlight?
No, I think, you know, give the kind of end of the contract year I'm actually catching up on quite a bit. The last month was taken up mostly by drafting the report and, you know, presenting and trying to keep things afloat while doing that. So, so there's the cases that I currently have, and there weren't actually a whole lot of intakes for the HCAP program this month, but I anticipate them coming through. So.
I have a question, a quick clarifying question. So I make sure I'm understanding this table correctly. Mm-hmm. When you have cases and you have referrals,
mm-hmm.
Would it be fair or accurate to say, you know, for example, benefits counseling, when you have two cases and two referrals, that means that you had two people that came in that needed benefits counseling and you were able to connect them with an individual or an organization that what is available and able to help them.
Providing a warm referral is what that indicates.
Okay. In a situation where you have, for example, six cases who needed housing services, mm-hmm. and no referrals were made, that's because that resource was not available or an organization did not have the capacity.
No, it could be any number of things that we talked about in my annual report. So it could be an access issue. It could have been an eligibility issue. It could have been a conflict. Basically, it indicates any issue that HCAP worked on with a service provider and a consumer that was not simply a referral to another organization. The reason for that, at least, was the report, the drafted report that I used to use, did not break down the difference between referrals and kind of conflicts. And so there was concern there was interest from the council and this body to see what were issues that were required resolution and what were issues that required support for a referral or a warm referral. Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't want somebody to look at, a graph like this and see there are like two benefits counseling issues and immediately assume that that means there's like a service provider out there providing poor service in that service category. That's mm-hmm. not entirely true.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure I was understanding or interpreting what I'm seeing.
Correct. Yeah, what it was it kind of got monotonous and ugly to type out 100 times saying client requested a referral, HCAP referred client, right? It was monotonous and kind of pointless when we could just do it with a bar graph.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments? We're way ahead. Stephen, thank you so much, as usual, for your excellent work. And the next piece is our needs assessment, COLA.
Yeah, so I can go. I have a very quick update, very short, and that's just that outreach has now begun for the needs assessment. And as well as you guys, everyone in this group saw the survey questions for the needs assessment, similar surveys getting drafted up for the COLA as well. Does anyone have any questions about that?
When did it start, the outreach?
So the outreach has begun. It was supposed to start last month, but I guess I should also update folks that we will also be presenting on the needs assessment in May. So that's the plan right now. And then outreach has begun end of last month, so just recently.
Okay. And I'm sorry, this is not the place to ask the question. Outside of supporting with, I believe, the development and selecting the groups of focus, in terms of the council responsibility, what do we do anything else? Like, do we do outreach with y'all, or
what was that?
Do we do outreach with y'all, or like, yeah?
Typically, no, that gets handled usually by council staff, what this group is in charge of and has done so within these last few months is they chose a target group for both the needs assessment and the COLA. And so for the needs assessment, our target group is Black/African-American. And then for COLA, it is youth.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. So thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Richard?
Yeah, Kira, so you said that the survey questions are getting drafted. They haven't been presented yet. You're getting them ready?
For the needs assessment, they were presented, and this group went over those. And so we edited, I think you were present, Richard, yeah. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, and then the same thing is going to happen with COLA. We just probably won't bring it to the council, unless the council wants to see it.
All right, thanks, Kira.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments? I have to say I don't have any right now. And we are incredibly ahead of schedule. I am a little nervous about that. But we look forward to hearing about further updates from you, Kira.
No, Derek, this is because you're doing an excellent job facilitating. That's why we are so far ahead of schedule.
Yeah, Derek, don't be nervous.
Take credit for it.
All right.
Efficient running.
Okay. Wow.
I feel like I have something to slow it down, if I may.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Right.
I just wanted to acknowledge Stephen's great job at the full council meeting on the report and the presentation, and really well done. So I know I think I said that the night of as well, but it was it stayed with me. So with regards to how well it was laid out and commitment and all that other good stuff. So thank you.
And thank you. I know some of you were at the affairs committee. I hope that I incorporated your feedback appropriately. And yeah, thank you for, I always appreciate the space to be able to talk about the work and what we're doing.
So we are essentially at the very end. I want to welcome Raina to the subcommittee. Welcome Raina, and welcome Kat as well to the team. Hey.
And we also have Elise joining us. She'll be trying out some subcommittees.
Yes, could you introduce yourself, Elise?
Sure. Hello, everyone. For anyone who hasn't met me before, my name is Elise Griffin. I was at the last meeting. I work with the City of San Francisco, based at ZSFG. And I work in infection control. I've worked in infectious disease, chemical disease, or at the government level for about 11 years.
Wow. I look forward to hearing more about that, Elise. That sounds incredible, actually. Incredible work. So our next meeting is May 1st via Zoom. And we are adjourned. More than 30 minutes. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
More confidently.
Thank you, Derek.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Have a good one.